Hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of The Age of Aquarius, and I am your host, Kenosha Amin. Just wanted to send a message out to anyone who's listening to say thank you for listening to the podcast that I published. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to hear any messages that the universe allows me to bring through myself. I appreciate it. I do this because I like it, because I love to feel connected to people and love to share any insights that I have. I don't know everything, but, I do feel like I resonate with a lot of energy that's in the universe and a lot of the ways that people are feeling currently in America and around the world. So thank you for listening. I really appreciate it. And so today, just wanted to bring a message concerning, the numerology of today and events that are coming in the future as far as heavenly events go. So if you're studying Pythagorean numerology, you have Chaldean numerology, you have Pythagorean numerology, and many other branches of numerology around the world, not just Pythagorean and Chaldean, but I'm just going to use Pythagorean numerology. Today is November, which in the calendar system, as it's set up, the Julian calendar system, well, the Gregorian calendar system, today is November the 11th. So November is the 11th month in the Gregorian calendar system, and today is the 11th day. So 11 is a master number. It's a master number that deals with creation, highly intuitive. So your intuitive / psychic abilities are off the chart on days such as this. And these are days when the day vibrates with the number 11. That's when you should go within. I mean, you're always starting your day with within, but it's not like you're self-centered. You're just your energy, your source. You recognize that it always comes from within, the center. And everything, everyone has a center. The planet has a center, the sun, leaves, animals, insects. Everything has a center. And in that center is like a vast ocean. It's like our physical reality is just a window. It's like a door. Your physical body, everything that you interact with is just like an expression of that river, that vast river of life, energy, the source. And so our center is our solar plexus, the heart, you know, the center of the body. If you wanted to be even more technical, you could say our true center is actually from the bottom of our neck down to, our sexual organ region. That is our center. But our true center, if you want to be anatomical about it, is the heart solar plex region. So on days like this, when you have the number 11 as the vibratory energy of the day, that's when you want to focus on the center. And it's a magical portal day because the month is 11 and the day is 11. So you combine those, you get another master number, which is 22. So you have 11, which is highly intuitive, where you go within. Your intuition and psychic abilities are off the charts. Your mystical insights into the world, your just common sense, everything is highly advanced. The veils are lifted when you vibrate with the number 11. And remember, you don't have to wait for a day to show up. Once you start learning what these numbers mean, meditate on them, concentrate on them, and you will vibrate with that energy from that number. It just so happens that today, the way the Gregorian calendar is set up, it is a master number 11. So you combine that with November and you get 22. And 22 is all about breaking down what was, tearing down the old, the chaos energy of creation, where you destroy in order to build, but not in the sense where you destroy someone's self-esteem and you hurt and harm people. No, that's negative use of the energy. We're talking about you know, overall positive use of the energy in your own realm, in your own activities. So it's just keep that in mind. And also, the year is 2020. You can look at it many ways. You could take the year 2020 and just remove the zeros, and then you have 2 and 2, which makes a 22. Or you could take 2020 and just add the two 20s together and get 40, and reduce that down and get 4. So 4 is a number of stability. Also, keep in mind the master number 22 also can be reduced down again to 4, which is the number of stability. Stability, order, structure. You know, 4 is a square, and the base of a pyramid, which is the most stable structure in existence, is square. So 4 is a very stable, structured number. So even though the year 2020 is chaotic in a sense, it is also transformational. You know, the number 40 is a transformational number. If you were to just go by 2020, it's a very transformational number. The number 40 is more in line with energies that I'm guessing one might experience when you're on a shamanic journey, whether that's through drums, whether that's through medicinal plants, sacred plants. It's a transformation. So nothing is as it was when you start going through a shamanic transformation, and veils that were over your face, like you see a woman who has a veil over her face, those veils get like ripped away, or they get, you know, casually taken away, but they do get lifted and you see things that you never saw before. In 2020, we're definitely seeing things that we never saw before. It's amazing. So you have the stable energy of the year, or the transformational energy of the year 2020. It depends on how you want to see it. Then you have 11, which is the number for the day, and 11, which is the number for the month. You can combine those, get 22, and reduce them again to the number 4. Also, the number 11 is 1 and 1 combined, which gives you the number 2, and 2 is all about cooperation. So in the sense of cooperating, it's you that you believe yourself to be. Remember, Atman, the mask that you believe yourself to be, your name, your job position, what have you, your, whether you're a brother or sister to someone in your family, the family structure, it's that mass that you believe you are, cooperating with your higher self, the higher self that you are, the true source, tapping into that river that flows, that cosmic river that flows beyond, behind appearances. You know, it's sort of like when you listen to a radio or the internet signal. You have all these tools that we use that we think we would associate a cell phone with the internet. But the cell phone is just the vehicle that carries the signals of the internet. And our bodies, just a vehicle that carries the signal of the source, that river of life force back and behind all appearances. As I said before, everything is transformational. Everything changes. Nothing dies. You don't die. You literally don't die. Your physical form will cease to function because the signal has withdrawn itself. But the signal was always there to begin with. Your consciousness evolves and changes and becomes more and more. And so when a person expires, the signal doesn't stop. Signal is from the source, continues. So just keep that in mind if you are grieving or in bereavement about someone who has passed, and we all have. At some point, the older you get, at some point in life, as you continue in this journey, you will find yourself bereaving or grieving, in bereavement or grieving over those who have passed on. But remember, consciousness never ends. The signal never stop transmitting from the source. It's just the vehicle or the body stop being able to carry the signal. But the body is just an expression of the signal. And so you have this physical body here, you have another body, and many other bodies, infinite number of bodies, until you get all the way back to the source where it's just pure energy. So you, on this transformational day of the number 11, you are being asked by the universe to communicate and cooperate with your higher self so you can bring forth the source into manifestation in this world. So keep in mind, you're going to have a lot of things maybe that's going to try and distract you from that activity. Doesn't mean you're self-centered. Just take some time, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, meditate, exercise, cook, whatever it is that you do that aligns you with your higher self, hobby, whatever it is, yoga, it doesn't matter. Whatever it is that causes your consciousness to alter, where you're floating on that high of connectivity to the source and you just know, yeah, this is it. Well, that's what you need to do on days such as this, especially when the calendar rolls into the energy of master numbers like 11 and 22. So that's a message I wanted to bring to you today for 11-11-2020. It's a cosmic portal day. Also, I believe November 30th, November 15th, we have a half moon, and November 30th, we have a blood moon. So blood moons are transformational, and as we get closer and closer to that blood moon, we're going to start seeing more and more transformation taking place in nature. Say it again, the floods, fires, the storms. You're going to start seeing more wind phenomena connected to the cosmic energy coming in from the sun. It really doesn't matter if the temperatures drop. If it's colder, the energy is going to be more intense than it's been in past years. So we can see that now with the hurricanes, buffeting the east coast of America. You can see the typhoons are increasing. The wind is increasing. The wind phenomena is increasing because the energy that's pushing out from the sun and down from other cosmic bodies up there is going to be affecting Earth. It's also going to be affecting people. Like I said before, our behaviors. Our behaviors are going to be affected by the sun. Our bodies are always affected by the sun and cosmic radiation. So just keep that in mind as we move forward into 2021. And 2020 is a very crazy transformational year in and of itself. 2021 is going to be even more so. 2021, I guess if you could break it down, 2 + 2 = 4 + 1 = 5. 5 moving up from structure is where change and creativity is going to be prominent in the year 2021. It's always the odd numbers where it's like, it's more creativity of the mind, creativity. Usually 3 is the number for the arts and crafts, whereas number 5 is more about breaking out of your limitations. So you had the number 4, 2020, which is transformational but also structural. So a lot of us in 2020 have been forced to do things that maybe we don't want to do, but it's the universe that's doing it. It's just manifested through, the plague, I guess you could say, or just 2020 itself. There's more things going on besides just one thing in 2020. But as you move out of the number 4, you get to the number 5, and the universe is now requesting you to break out of the mold, be more liberated in your spirit and your activities, be more creative. And so we're going to see a lot of things manifest because we have the calendar system set up. And remember, the calendar system is like taking marbles and you got like a dish with indentations in it. I think they used to call them, when I was little, they used to call them like Chinese checkers. Not to be derogatory towards anyone, but that's what it was called. It was basically I don't even remember how it was played. I just know you had a marble. You had a whole bunch of marbles. You had this dish with indentations that the marbles could sit in, and it was like a star formation inside the dish. And so our calendar system and numbers are kind of like that. It doesn't, if we could live in a reality where today would be November and it'd be number 33 instead of 11, and today would be the day 33, and maybe the year would be 3030 instead of 2020. It doesn't matter. Whatever you set up in a calendar system, those numbers are always vibrating. So it's like dropping those marbles into that dish. Whatever you set up, those marbles are going to fall into the indentations that they need to fall into. And everybody begins to resonate with the numbers of the calendar system, whether they know it or not. So I'm just saying this to make you aware of it, that these are the energies that we're resonating with as we move into 2021. But first, we got to make it past 2020. So just keep in mind the weather, the storms are going to increase, the winds are going to increase, blowing across the surface of the earth. More earthquakes are going to be happening in other places that's never happened before. You're seeing that increase. You're starting to see a lot of fireballs and things come out of the sky. So that's going to keep on increasing and keep happening. Probably internet connectivity is going to start fluctuating because of the energy coming in from the sun and the cosmos. And you're going to start seeing more people having fire phenomena in their homes, in their apartment, where they live, possibly in their cars. So just keep looking out for that, because the electrical structures are being affected by the cosmic energy coming in from the sun. So just keep that in mind as we're moving forward from 2020 into 2021. Just wanted to bring this message to you to be aware of what's taking place, to be aware of what's happening, and to know how these energies are affecting you, me, and everyone. It's going to manifest itself. These energy are going to manifest themselves, should I say, in weather phenomena. And people are going to be affected depending on how they resonate with the frequencies of the earth and the sun. So you're going to have a lot of people freaking out. A lot of people are going to be getting sick. A lot of people are not going to be able to handle these energies. You have to question, why are these people not able to handle these energies? It's across the board. You're going to see it in your family members, coworkers, wherever. You know, those who are hearing my voice and who resonate with the energies of Earth, they're not going to have a problem with these energies as they increase. But you're going to have other people who are probably going to have problems with these energies. So you have to ask yourself, why are they having problems with the energies? Why can't they resonate with the energies properly? So it must be something within them that's causing them not to resonate with the energies. So we'll just keep that in mind as we move forward from 2020 into 2021. And it's just a message that I wanted to bring to you to let you know how 2020 is going, especially today, which is a cosmic portal day. So as we move forward in this cosmic portal day, remember, cooperate with your higher self, connect with your higher self, connect with that energy, connect with the energy of the sun and the cosmos, and move forward in that energy. Tap into it, and always remember that you can always tap into number energies. It's not just calendar days. You can do it at any time and any moment. Just study what numbers mean and meditate on those numbers. Okay? So this is just a message from me to you about the cosmic portal day of November the 11th, 2020, by the Gregorian calendar. It may be another day, another time, and another time zone, but even if it is not the 11th where you are, just know that even if you have a different calendar time, that the calendar system, that numbers are still numbers and they still have energies. So study up on the Pythagorean, Chaldean meaning of numbers, or if there's another numerology system in your locality where you live, whatever country, research that too. Study up on that and meditate on those energies. All right. Once again, this is the Age of Aquarius, and I hope you enjoyed this message. And I am your your host, Kenosha Amen, signing off. Have a good one.